This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 161. One activity that will prevent you from losing it on the map completion questions on the listening exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out what happened to one student on the map completion questions in the listening test and find out how to make sure this doesn't happen to you. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good. I did a whole bunch of yard work yesterday, so I feel strong.
Wow, like lifting branches and cutting grass, things like that?
Yeah, like raking all the leaves, that fall task. I love the trees in our yard. We have trees in our front yard and our backyard, like awesome trees. But ooh. Oh my gosh, right now there's just like piles and piles of leaves everywhere. It's hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of maintenance to have like a beautiful yard, right? It takes a lot of work. But I mean, I love the foliage. How was the foliage in Portland this year? Was it good?
Oh, gorgeous. I mean, we're covered in trees and flowers and bushes. Aww. Oregon is amazing. It's like one of the greenest states, I think. There's just trees everywhere.
Man, that's great. Yeah, I noticed that when I was out there. That's fantastic. Wow, you're lucky. I mean, a lot of people live in concrete jungles, you know?
I know.
But it's good to have trees. Trees are good for your health. Breathe in the air, all that good stuff.
Yes, we get to be close to nature all the time. Okay, so yeah. I know our listeners love trees as well. I'm sure they do. Yes. But we are here to talk about IELTS.
Yeah, exactly. This is IELTS Energy. So let's talk about the listening test, right? So we recently had one of our listeners who went into the listening test and got really confused. And we thought that this was a good topic to bring up because, well, it's a common stumbling block, isn't it, Jessica?
You stumbled on the word stumble.
That's I awesome. Did. I know. That's funny. Yeah. It's been a long week.
Yeah. So he had a problem with a specific question type. And we haven't talked about this question type yet. So we thought it would be a good thing to discuss on the show today. Can you read out his question?
Okay, so here is the question/comment from our listener. Here we go. So in the listening test, he said that when he reached part 2, there was a map completion question where the person started saying into the recording, he said, "You are in a certain section of the map," and he didn't notice where he was in the map, I guess. I don't know. Jessica, yeah. Honestly, I don't completely understand this question.
I think he skipped that initial step of looking at the question before you listen and using your active skills to predict and follow along and all of these strategies we talk about on the podcast and in our course would have prevented this problem. Because I think he just missed these steps. So I think what he's saying is he was looking at the map question and he didn't know where it started, like where question one was, for example, or like where the speaker was referencing. I think there's a couple problems here, a couple skills that we need in order to do this question. So first of all, before you listen, the test gives you time to look at the question and, underline keywords and all of that stuff, right? So we've been talking about prediction lately on this podcast. So this is part of that. So on a map question, all the answers are in order, of course, like all of the listening exam, all the answers are in order. The person on the CD is not going to jump from like question 1 to question 3 back to question 2. Okay. So as a student, all you have to do is follow along in order. So before you listen, if you see you have a map question, Right away, find question one, okay? Circle that, mm-hmm. and then circle all of the questions in order. Like, literally use your pencil to circle the questions so you see where question one is, where question two is. So you're ready to follow that order. And also you need to start predicting the direction words in your head. So this is a skill that you need to practice before you do the test. So for example, if you're looking at question one, you see that this building is next to, the bathrooms, or it's to the right of the door. Like, you need to be describing the map in your head before you listen.
If you're feeling the pressure and the stress when it comes to IELTS and you want to put the IELTS behind you, then I can offer you today our new free 3-part video masterclass on how to get past the IELTS. You'll get insider tips, tricks, and secrets from Lindsay and Jessica that will push your score higher and will get you to your career goals. You can start video one today. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. That's allearsenglish.com/insider. See you there. Yeah, and we did an episode, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago on how to predict when it comes to listening and reading. So you guys should come back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and type in predict. And that would give you some background on that skill.
Yeah, because that is the main part of the strategy. It's not the whole strategy, but it is a very important part of the strategy in order for you to be ready to catch all the answers when you're listening. So that's a big part of this. Like, you have to describe what you're seeing. If there's a picture question, like a map or any sort of diagram, it doesn't happen often. Okay, this is a rare listening question to see a picture like this, but it does happen sometimes. So you have to practice it. So if you see a listening question like this that involves a picture, you have to describe it in your head before you listen. That way you're ready to understand what the speaker is going to talk about. And you're ready to catch those key words, which in this case are the direction words, to the right, to the left, after two blocks, on the corner, like whatever, you know, this is the vocabulary that you need to know, because these are the signal words that will give you the answers.
Yeah. I love the brain box vocabulary, right? We're opening up our brain box and thinking about what vocabulary might come next. I think that's another key piece to it, right?
Exactly. So, a good way to practice this would just be to look at maps. You could just get maps online or draw a map of your neighborhood, or, you know, any sort of map that you want of like a town, or they're not usually of towns on the test. They're usually of like sort of tourist destinations like zoos or a museum, or so it'll be like a building or a group of buildings. So if you can find a map like that, like any sort of tourist brochures that have maps in them, you know, those would be a great resource to practice. And just write out a description of it. Think of as many ways to describe these things as you can. You know, like the door is in the northwest corner, or you know, you need to practice using this vocabulary. And then when it comes to the test, you'll be super ready. You'll understand everything they're telling you.
I like that. That's important. I mean, even though, as you said, this type of question is less common, it still might pop up. So we need to be prepared for anything and everything on the test, so we don't get thrown off and lose our center, especially in the listening section.
Yeah, right. I mean, what if this were like the very first section and you just totally lost track and you didn't get any of the first 10 answers? Oh. I mean, like, imagine how you would feel for the rest of the test. Like, if that were me and I did that, all I would be thinking about for the rest of the test was like, oh, I'm not going to get a good grade anyway. No. I totally messed up. I might as well just stop trying. Like, ruin you for like the rest of the exam.
Oh, it would kill your confidence. And we want to build our confidence throughout the test, right? That's why we want to walk in having the strategies that we need, having practiced a lot, right? Hours and hours of practice. So we walk in and we realize that the first part of the listening test isn't as hard as we expected, and our confidence can build, not dwindle down.
Dwindle. That's a lovely word. Dwindle. That would be a great word to use in writing task one to describe numbers that grow smaller. Like, sales are dwindling. The population dwindled between 2012 and 2015. Oh, that's a great word. Good job, Lindsay.
It's a good word. It's a good word. It sounds kind of funny when you say it, but it's a good word. Yeah, guys, it's a $1 million word. So go for that one. I like it. So this is important, Jessica. I'm glad we brought this up. And guys, again, feel free to write in your questions or your challenges or any surprises that came to you on the test. We want to know what's going through your head when you're in the IELTS exam so that we can help you on this podcast. Jessica, any final thoughts on the map completion question?
Yeah, I'm just going to give our listeners just a simple activity that they could do to practice this. So go to the tourist information office in your city, wherever you're living. Go to the tourist information office and look at all the brochures. I mean, most places have like 1,000 brochures of, you know, what to do in your town or city. Just grab anyone you see with a map. Hopefully there will be a description in English. There usually is, because that's the international language. Yeah. So read the description in English and just highlight all the direction words. Make a list in your vocabulary notebook of all the direction words, and then go back and practice describing these maps in your own words. All right. So I think that would be a really fun activity to do to practice this listening question.
I like that idea. I like that idea. I love it when we can go out into the community and prepare for the IELTS test in real life instead of just, right, sitting in our room and writing out things. I mean, it's good to go and interact with English out in the world.
Exactly. Ooh, and then maybe you could like choose a couple brochures and just practice your English and ask the person that works there.
Ooh.
Right? Like some questions about what you're looking at.
I like it. Practice for the speaking test. I love it. I love it. I love it. Very cool, Jessica. Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk about this today, and hopefully our listeners won't stumble on this section next time they get into the IELTS.
Yes, don't let your confidence dwindle. Don't stumble on the exam.
You got it, Jessica. All right, cool. Well, I will see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.